This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labus, and this is The Rundown. Former President Donald Trump today had a confrontational conversation with black journalists in Chicago. Trump was invited for a Q&A session at the National Association of Black Journalists annual convention. An ABC News reporter questioned why black voters should trust Trump, considering he's had dinner with white supremacists, claimed rivals Barack Obama and Nikki Haley were not born in the U.S., and has attacked black journalists in the past. Trump ridiculed the journalist and her network. Trump also questioned Vice President Kamala Harris's race, asking, is she Indian or is she black? It is costing the Chicago Park District millions of dollars to settle more cases stemming from sexual abuse by managers at city beaches and pools. My colleague Dan Mihalopoulos reports the Park District Board recently approved big settlements with three female former lifeguards, and that includes a record $4 million payout to a woman who was 16 years old when her 31-year-old supervisor at Humboldt Park sexually abused her. The Park District has now settled six cases for a total of more than $6.5 million. A spokesperson for the Park District says the settlements were fair and financially responsible. Advocates say six more years under Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro's unpopular regime could have a long-term impact on cities like Chicago. Under Maduro, millions of Venezuelans have fled poverty and political unrest. Thousands have ended up here in Chicago. My colleague Adriana Cardona-McGeegod reports many Venezuelans in Chicago expect the situation back home to get worse. Ana Gil Garcia with the Illinois-Venezuelan Alliance says more Venezuelans could start heading north.
They may go first to South American countries, and then after that, they will make their way here in a way or another.
Gil Garcia says Chicago has an infrastructure to welcome migrants, but they need more help integrating. Artists in Chicago who have disabilities are recognizing Disability Pride Month. They're challenging the abled community to think beyond common stereotypes. The Americans with Disabilities Act was passed in 1990, but what is called internalized ableism can still lead to discrimination, especially in the arts. Robbie Lee Williams is a wheelchair dancer and tells WBEZ's Reset he feared his disability would exclude him from the dance world.
When I acquired my spinal cord injury, I was like, well, I guess this is probably the end for my dance career. I don't know what I'm going to do with it. And so that first step of not thinking dance was possible was the little keystone that needed to be pulled out to cause the whole arch of ableism to start falling.
Williams views his disability as a key part of his creative identity. He says he uses art to attack the idea that disability is something to overcome. And Lollapalooza kicking off in Chicago tomorrow, along with the threat of severe weather. The National Weather Service predicts waves of thunderstorms, some with the potential for strong winds and even hail. Weather Service meteorologist David King says the first round is expected to arrive Thursday morning and more showers on Friday.
Looks like the kind of main show is tomorrow morning. There is a chance for light pop-up storms on Thursday evening as well. And then as you kind of get into Friday, it's another, you know, lower confidence, but still potential for showers and thunderstorms.
King says Chicago will be dry but warm over the weekend with high temperatures in the 80s. And he warns humidity will make the temperature feel closer to the 90s. Weather today, sunny and hot with a high in the upper 80s, heat index in the mid-90s, cloudy with showers tonight, a low in the low 70s, and Thursday, cloudy and hot, a high near 90, heat index on Thursday in the mid-90s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labus. Thanks for listening.